I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The Kentucky Wildcats roll into Gainesville tomorrow with a whole lot of momentum after Tuesday night's beatdown of an overmatched Vanderbilt squad. They're 6-1 in the SEC and chasing both Tennessee and LSU, who have not lost league games yet. Joining me for the scouting report is LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. Hello again, Keith.
Hey there, Alan.
What did we learn about this team from the Vanderbilt game?
Well, I tell you what we learned is they can go into a tough environment, one of those that, you know, we have always said, I mean, they've gotten wins there, but even look back at the 2012 team that won the championship, they were number one at the time and only won by seven. There's been several other, you know, teams that have been really good that have gone in there and squeaked out with a win. So it's a tough place to play. So I think we learned that this is a team that can play well on the road, finally. They're piling up wins. They're gaining confidence. And I think that's the biggest thing is the confidence that they're gaining in the way that they're playing. And as they continue to play so well on defense, it's going to eventually translate onto offense.
Playing much, much more as a unit rather than I'm going to get mine tonight.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They've definitely been sharing the ball. And I think we've seen within this winning streak of seven games that you'll see a night where, you know, P.J. Washington maybe has been one of the more consistent players through this entire thing, but you're seeing guys that come out like a Tyler Hero has a big game, and then you're seeing a Keldon Johnson that has a big game. And, you know, when one player's disappearing, we're seeing another step up, and I think that's really key into what we're learning about this team, because if they can play like that, it makes it tough to stop any one player. And then now you've got somebody that's going to step up on a particular game, and I think that's great for this team.
Okay, so now they've got to go to the O-Dome and face the Rowdy Reptiles, both on the hardwood and in the stands. Talk about the setup of that court there.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the ones that I've not been to, but I will tell you this. If you remember watching the Auburn game, I know I pointed it out, or actually my wife pointed it out to me. She was talking about how great the fans were there at Auburn. And you could see it. They had the end zone. They had this one whole sideline, which is something you don't necessarily see at a place like Rupp. And so this is going to be another one of those places where I know in the past I've talked to some players, and they just say they feel like they're right on top of you. And then they almost literally are, because those benches are backed right up to the stands. And it's a loud place. Not many of the SEC arenas are super big like Rupp Arena. And so you get the fans in there, and it's loud, and you get the student section. It's going to be a tough place to play.
Just like at Auburn, the Cats had to hang on for that victory, even though they built a big lead. I think this team actually does thrive off that negative energy, though, coming from the crowd.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they like playing better on the road, or at least you know, it seems like the fans like seeing them play better on the road, because I think they have that mentality of it's us against them. And they kind of like that. I know, you know, down in Vanderbilt, it wasn't maybe so much of a pro Vandy crowd, because that's one of those places where a lot of the blue gets in. And so it's probably 50-50 down there. But Florida will be different. It'll be much louder. And again, I think they will feed off that.
Florida, the last time they played, they beat Ole Miss, but it took them to overtime to do it. What kind of team are we looking at here with the Gators?
So I think with the Gators, it starts as a guard-oriented team, and really starts with a guy, Kevon Allen, who has been around for what feels like 8 years, but really he's just a senior, finally. And he's a scorer. He's a scorer from the outside. He can hit the three. He can drive. He can also dish. So he's going to be the guy that it starts with. And him being a senior means that it might be a tough one for, you know, a freshman like Ashton Hagans or Emmanuel Quickley to go up against a guy with that many SEC games under his belt.
This is a team that doesn't mind jacking it up from three-point land either.
Yeah, for sure. And again, that goes back to the fact that it's a guard-oriented team, and the fact that they it seems like they've always, even though Billy Donovan's not there anymore, it seems like you're right. This is a team that's going to throw some threes up and try and beat you with the long ball. There's, you know, Rick Pitino even always said it's too easy a shot at the college level. You got to put up some threes. And even Kentucky wants to take about 20 to 25 threes per game. So, you know, again, we've seen it before where will Kentucky try to match a three-point shooting team? You'd like to believe they would, and that they'll just be within their game, take the three when it's open, otherwise drive and dish.
What about the front court of Florida? Are they any match for what Kentucky can bring?
Yeah, you know, I think they are, but I think that, again, I think many teams are going to have to match up to Kentucky. They're going to have to match up to Reed Travis and to P.J. Washington. And even now that we're seeing Nick Richards come in, he's not getting a lot of points, but he's doing a lot of dirty work on the inside. And so I think most of these, other than, save maybe Tennessee, I think they're all going to be matching up to Kentucky and trying to do something there. I don't think there's going to be many guys that are, or many teams in the SEC that are going to look like Kentucky is on the inside.
All right, prediction time. Around 6 o'clock on Saturday evening, you think the Kentucky fans are happy or scratching their heads?
Well, as long as Kentucky keeps coming out and playing defensively like they have been, you know, I know these last couple of times we've talked, it seems like I've kind of gone maybe not necessarily against them, but I thought it's going to be a tough game and they end up coming out. So I kind of hate to say that I think Kentucky's going to get the win down here, but I really do think that there's going to be another road victory for them if they can just come out, take care of things defensively, take care of the low post, let it work inside out, and then knock down an occasional three. I think Kentucky's going to be okay in this game.
And to be sure, Florida will put up more of a fight than Vanderbilt did earlier this week.
Oh, for sure. This one's definitely going to be a much tougher game for the Wildcats, and I would even venture to say it's going to be a much tougher game than the Mississippi State game, partially because it's on the road and partially because I just think this Florida team's a little more veteran than even Mississippi State was.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today on the Scouting Report. Our guest has been LAX18 sports anchor Keith Farmer, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great weekend, Keith.
Thanks, Alan. You too.